Welcome to the Teen Life Podcast, where we believe that teenagers are not a problem to be solved, but we are here to help you equip teenagers through the power of connection. My name is Tobin Hodges, and today I'm going to be closing out our summer series on teen stereotypes and behaviors. And today we're going to be talking about one that I think just about everyone can relate to, even if it's just for a little bit. Today we're going to talk about being shy or shyness. This is a topic that I get asked about a lot from parents of teens. Should I be worried? They don't really talk to people. They only interact online. Well, the good news is that most of the time, this is just temporary. It may have many factors behind it, and we'll talk more about that in a minute. But just because you are viewing your teen as shy does not mean that something has to be wrong. Remember that being a teen is very hard and very complicated. I remember when I was in junior high, I was really struggling to find my place. I was an athlete, I was in band, but I wasn't really, at the time, great at either one of those things, and I wasn't great at putting myself out there. So I spent a lot of days kind of by myself, and a lot of days with my one or two friends. And honestly, like, that sounds like a sad story, but at that time, it was okay, because those two friends I had were really great friends, and they're still friends that I have to this day. Now, as I kind of went into high school, and I went into my sophomore year of high school, I started gaining confidence because I was getting better at what I was doing, first and foremost, and I was also finding my place. Now, I'm not saying that you have to be talented or have to be good at something to be assertive and be out of your shyness, but it helped me find my place with my organizations and with my clubs and with my friends, and I started gaining self-confidence, and then my shyness started kind of going away. In fact, if you know me, or most people that know me these days, they don't really see me as a shy person. So when I tell them that I was really shy, basically through my first 2 years of high school, it comes as a shock to somebody. So I only tell you that to encourage you as a parent or a guardian of a teen that this may just be temporary and that's okay. So with all the other behaviors, we've talked about how they may be seen this way, but what's really behind the behavior? And in this case, sometimes it's simply genetics. I know that's not a great answer. And sometimes it's not the answer that you want. There's a reason why some people are extroverts, some people are introverts, and some people like me jump from one side to the other depending on the situation. It drives my wife crazy. Sometimes I can go into a situation and I am extremely extroverted. I'm the life of the party. I want to make sure that everybody is talked to. I want to talk to everybody. I want to make sure I connect with everybody. And then there's sometimes I'll walk into a situation and I want the exact opposite of that. And so that's just how I'm built. It's how I'm wired. So if you're seeing your teen act this way or one of those ways, just remember, genetics is going to play a part in the situation. Also, just like most of our other topics, the physical and emotional change they are going through can directly affect how they interact with others. Obviously, that's a pretty easy answer. One day they can all be about shows like Bluey, which, if I'm being honest, even as an adult, I love Bluey. But then the next day they're on a deep rabbit hole of YouTube and Netflix and a bunch of things that you don't understand, and they probably don't either. Life experiences can also be a factor. A teen who has had negative experiences when trying new things, speaking up, or when approaching people may become less outgoing over time. Teens who grow up with overprotective parents may also be more likely to be shy. Now, I'm not saying that you shouldn't be overprotective. I'm not calling you out. I'm not questioning your parenting style, but it's also, again, this is a time for us to reflect on what am I doing in the situation to help my teen. And the last thing that might be behind it, and this is kind of heavy, but they might suffer from some sort of social anxiety. And that's something that we may need to talk about. We're going to talk more about that in a second. Now, as always, we talk about the questions to ask behind that behavior. The first one is, are they speaking up for themselves enough? Or are they getting rolled over? That's important because if you are shy, but you are also not speaking up, that means you are not being who you need to be. And you're also probably not getting what you need because you're too afraid to speak up. So we need to make sure our teens feel comfortable in that, either in your setting at the home or their setting in school. Is this something that needs to be coached or addressed, or are they just passive when they need to be? And that's okay too. Now, the hardest question about this is, are they worried about it or are you? Now remember, they may be part of your blood, they may be part of your genetics, but that doesn't mean they are like you. So if they are not being something that you thought they should be, then you need to ask yourself, are they worried about it? And if the answer is no, then that might be your chance to tell yourself, hey, maybe I don't need to be worried about it. I'm going to keep an eye on it, but I don't need to be worried about it. So as I was researching for this episode, I found some ways to help your teen either encourage them in their shyness or encourage them how to come out of their shyness. Now, remember, we don't have to bring them out of their shyness. We just want to make sure we equip them to be the best person they need to be. If you're interested in learning more about what we're going to be talking about today, the links will be in the episode description. But the first thing you can easily do is find groups for them to join. Now, you want to avoid hovering over or micromanaging their social life. No one wants a helicopter parent, including your teen, and probably most importantly, your teen. But you can find groups for teens that share their interests. It can be anything from art, to science, to journalism, to sports or clubs. And the best news is that most of the time, the schools already have this stuff built in. All it takes is a quick phone call to the school's guidance counselor or club leader or whoever may have information for that. And there's probably already a built-in way that your teen can get involved with people who have like-minded interests. So as you're encouraging your teen to maybe put themselves out there socially, it might be best to break down the risk and reward aspect of putting themselves out there. Say you have a legitimately shy teen. They may not really want to step outside their comfort zone or enter new social situations, you know, make new friends. But listen, these are things they're going to need to a degree as they grow and mature into adults, and that it might be worth mentioning that to them. They'll need social skills in both the workplace and pretty much anything they'll do in the world at large. You can also explain that the reward of making a true friend kind of outweighs the risk of rejection, which I know as a teen, they're probably not going to hear that right away, because rejection is one of the most feared things in teens. It's also worth noting that a few moments of social awkwardness might get you your best friend and a lifelong friend. Another thing you can do is just show them that the friends that you have as an adult who are important in your life, and maybe talk to them about how it was awkward whenever you first met, or whenever you were shy, this is how you found them, or anything that you can do to relate to them will be helpful. If they do put themselves out there in that social aspect, it's really important for you as a parent to praise their efforts. Normalize that it can be difficult to meet new people or try new activities when they feel shy, but the more they do it, the easier it will get. And the more you praise them, the more their self-confidence is going to grow. And then before you know it, they're going to be able to do more things because their self-confidence is growing. It's important to teach them assertiveness skills. Help your teen learn how to speak up so they can feel more comfortable. They can express their emotions and they can go to bat for themselves in an appropriate manner. Encourage downtime. Again, as I said earlier, if they are a person who's more introverted, if they are socially anxious, they might need to have a time built in to recharge their social battery, if you will. That's very helpful. And if they are recharging their battery, don't encourage them to get out of their room or, you know, join things that they don't maybe not ready to be joining. Let them recharge their battery. Most importantly, the biggest way you can help is help them to be themselves. It may not be who you thought it was going to be, but just help them be the best version of themselves. Remember, as a parent, they probably are a version of you, but we also want them to be the best version, which means an even better version than we were. And just a little perspective change. If your teen is different than you were at that age, that is okay. There's nothing wrong with going through your teenage years with a small, tight-knit group of friends. Again, in most cases, this will just be temporary until they find their people or find the people that they want to do life with. Now, if your teen's shyness is causing educational or social struggles, then it might be time to reach out to their pediatrician or a mental health professional for guidance on how to handle the situation. There's many resources and assets out there that can help you with the situation. And for one last perspective change, one thing that we haven't really talked about yet is the topic of gaming and online interactions. That's a pretty hot button. If you didn't grow up playing online or talking online, this might be new and scary for you. But just remember that these are different times, and your teen interacting with friends online is not a bad thing. It can be a normal, healthy interaction. Obviously, this should not replace normal interaction, but it's not something we should strike down if we are practicing good internet safety. So I hope this has been helpful, but here is something that you can text your teen today. Just text them this. Just remember that I want you to be the best person you can be. If there's anything I can do to help accomplish that, I'm here for you. Don't label them as shy. It's okay to be shy. It's okay to be socially anxious. Let's just make sure we help them get through that. We hope that this summer series has been helpful for you. We're about to go into August, where we're going to have a really cool series for you called our Diverse Family Series. We're going to talk about anything from a blended family to a family with special needs, single parent family, a multi-race and culture family, and then fostering and adoptions. So if that's something that you're interested in, make sure you subscribe and check that out in the next month. Also, follow us on all of our social media platforms, review us on your favorite podcast app. And if you have a friend that has a shy teen, text this to them. Say this is something that I think that could be helpful for you as a parent today. We hope this has been useful for you, and we will see you in the next week.